Rock and roll love songs have become more explicit since the days of I Want to Hold Your Hand, but they still tend to concentrate on the excitement of romance's first moments, not on long-term relationships. According to our reviewer Mark Jenkins, there's an interesting exception to this pattern, a new album by New York country rocker Amy Rigby.
Amy and Will Rigby had a rock and roll marriage. She sang and played guitar in the Shams, while he played drums in the DBs, both well-regarded, if not widely known, New York bands. When their union unraveled, Amy Rigby did the logical thing. She wrote a song about it. In fact, she wrote 12 songs about it and assembled them into an album called Diary of a Mod Housewife.
Here comes one more lover's diatribe. Reflections of a former bride.
Despite that warning, this album doesn't consist entirely of lover's diatribes. Instead, Diary of a Mod Housewife captures a pandemonium of emotions, from joy to anger to resignation. Mostly, though, the album has questions.
Did you forget our number? Why did you not even call? Were you wasting cash on some piece of trash that you picked up at the mall?
That song, 20 Questions, charts a marriage in mid-descent. As Rigby continues her interrogation of a wayward spouse, her queries spiral from rage to self-doubt.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you still love me? Did you ever love me? Do you still find me attractive?
20 Questions is the album's centerpiece, but Diary of a Mod Housewife isn't all hurt and disappointment. There are also tunes on the album that express the excitement of new love, as well as the contentment of those first days, months, or years of domestic harmony.
We got a little place between us. Not much, but we could call it home. We lived on beer and kisses, all hopped up on love and foam. Get home from work, turn on the lights, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there.
Completing the cycle, the album includes a few songs about the dilemmas of the newly single. In one, Rigby sings about a hopeless, unexpressed crush on the bookstore clerk who checks her backpack. In another, however, she's more outspoken. The Good Girls is a manifesto of sorts for women who live on pink-collar wages and romance novel dreams.
She falls asleep on the subway. She feels like Alice in the rabbit hole. She wakes up with a start, with an aching in her heart. She says, they've got my mind and body, but they can't take my soul. They're making gold out of the good girls like me. They're making dollars out of all our fantasies. Making bundles of cash from the trash that we read. Making gold out of the good girls like me.
The album closes with We're Stronger Than That, a tribute to a love that, as Rigby puts it, is more powerful than
the fairy tales, diaper pails, lack of heat, urge to cheat, shattered hopes, tired jokes, Dr. Bills, urge to kill.
After what's come before, that resolution seems a little too tidy. Rigby may have finished writing in her diary about this episode, but there are still a few unanswered questions.
Oh, and by the way, when are you going to get a real job?
The recording is titled Diary of a Mod Housewife by Amy Rigby. Our reviewer is Mark Jenkins.